ಗೋಪಿ ಚನ್ನ ಬಲ್ಲಭ ಹಿರಿಬಾರಿ ಕಿಶೋರ ನಂದನ ಪಚ ಚನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋನಂದನ ಪಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋನಂದನ ಪಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋನಂದನ ಪಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋನಂದನ ಭಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿಚಾರ್ಯ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಸಿಂಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಅಭಯ ಶ್ರೀನಾರಾಯಣ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ರೂಪಾಯ ಕೀ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಮ್ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಬಿ ವಿ ಟಿ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಶ್ರೀ ರೂಪಾಯ ಕೀ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವೃಂದಕ್ಕೆ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೋಕೆ ಪ್ರಂಶಕೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತಿಕ ರಾಧಾಸಿ ಬಸದಿ ಗೋಭಕ್ತವೃಂದಕ್ಕೆ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಕುಂಡ್ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋಪದಾನಕ್ಕೆ ಮಥುರ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಧಾಮಕ್ಕೆ ನವದ್ವೀಪ್ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ ಧಾಮಕ್ಕೆ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಕ್ಕೆ ಚಮುನ ಮಾಯ ಗಂಗಾ ಮಾಯಕ್ಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಕ್ಕೆ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ ಯಾಗಕ್ಕೆ ಸಮವೇಶ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಬಂದಿಕ್ಕೆ ಗೋ ಪ್ರೇಮನಂದೇ ಹರಿ ಯಾರು ಕ್ರೈಸ್ತ ಸಮಿತಿ ಭೋಟೀಸ್ ಕ್ರೈಸ್ತ ಸಮಿತಿ ಭೋಟೀಸ್ ಕ್ರೈಸ್ತ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಂಗ ಕ್ರೈಸ್ತ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಅನಾಥೋಪಾಶಮಂ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗ ಮದೋಕ್ಷ ಜಯ ಲೋಕಸ್ಯ ಜಾನಥೋ ವಿದ್ವಾಂಸ್ ಚಕ್ರೆ ಸತ್ಪಥ ಸಂಹಿತಂ ದ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಮಿಸರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಆರ್ ಸೂಪರ್ಫ್ಲೂಸ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಮಿಟಿಗೇಟೆಡ್ by the linking process of bhakti yoga. But the mass of people do not know this. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation with the Absolute Truth. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shishivala Naneshwara ki. Okay, this is the end of the chapter. There's actually no purport. Means I don't have to say anything. Okay, which one have we got up here? Tadaraja. We've got on the blackboard, we've got the last text of the chapter. Chapter 15, the killing of Denuka, the ass demon. Okay. I'll just read the Sanskrit slokas going up to that. Katadvana shamotatra majanan madanadibi nivimvasitva ruchiram divyashraganda mandito. By being bathed and massaged, the two young lords, Krishna and Balaram, were relieved of the weariness caused by walking on the country roads. Then they were dressed in attractive robes and decorated with transcendental garlands and fragrances. Janan yuparitam prasya svadvanam upalatito samvishyavara sangyayam sukham shushupato vraje. After dining sumptuously on the delicious food given them by their mothers and being pampered in various ways, the two brothers lay down upon the excellent beds and happily went to sleep in the village of Soho. Yes, why not? There you go. Text 47. Evam sabhagavan krishna vrindavan charak vachit yayoramam rite rajan kalindim sakibe vrita. O king, the Supreme Lord Krishna thus wandered about the Vrindavan area performing his pastimes. Once, surrounded by his boyfriends, he went with Balaram to the Yamuna River. 48. Atagavasya gopascha nidaga tapa pidita dushtam jalam papustasyas trishnata vishadushitam. At that time, the cows and cowherd boys were feeling acute distress from the glaring summer sun. Afflicted by thirst, they drank the water of the Yamuna River, but it had been contaminated with poison. Vishambastadupasrisya daivo pahatachetasa nipato vyasava sarve salilante kurudvaha vikshatan vai tatabhutan krishno yogeshvareshvara ikshayam ritavashinya svanatam samajivayat. As soon as they touched the poisoned water, all the cows and boys lost their consciousness by the divine power of the Lord and fell lifeless at the water's edge. O hero of the Kurus, seeing them in such a condition, Lord Krishna, the master of all masters of mystic potency, felt compassion for these devotees who had no Lord other than him. Thus he immediately brought them back to life by showering his nectarian glance upon them. Text 51. Tesam pratita smritaya sambutaya jalantikat asansu vismita sarve vikshamana parasparam. Regaining their full consciousness, the cows and boys stood up out of the water and began to look at one another in great astonishment. Anvamamshita tadrajan govindanugrahekshitam pidvavisham paretasya puna utanam atmanaha. Okay, please repeat. Anvamamshita tadrajan govindanugrahekshitam pidvavisham paretasya Puna utanam atmanaham. Anvamam satat tad rajan. Govindanu grahikshitam. Pidvabisham paretasya. Puna utanam atmanaham. Anvamam satat tad rajan. Govindanugrahekshitam Pedvavisham paretasya Puna utanam atmanaha. Ambamam satatad rajam Govinda Nugrahekshitam Govinda Nugrahekshitam Mataji's, please. Ambamam Satatad Rajan Govinda Nugrahekshitam Paretasyam Ambamam satatad rajam Govindanugrahekshitam Get my book back. One more, please. Krishna book. Do you have a Krishna book? First part. Okay. Anuvamam Shatam. They subsequently thought Tat that Rajan, O King Parikshit Govindam. Of Lord Govinda, Anugrahi Kshitam, due to the merciful glance Pitva, having drunk Visham, poison Paritasya, of those who have lost their lives Punaha. Once again, Utanam, rising up, Atmanaha, on their own. Alright, yeah. Well, it's just at the end of 116. I think I've got it. So there's no purport. Let's see if Prabhupada said anything. I can say something about what Prabhupada said. That's the etiquette now. There's no purport here. So, this translation. O King, the cowherd boys then considered that although they had drunk poison and in fact had died, simply by the merciful glance of Govinda, they had regained their lives and stood up by their own strength. Please repeat. O King, the cowherd boys then considered that although they had drunk poison and in fact had died, simply by the merciful glance of Govinda, they had regained their lives and stood up by their own strength. Thus end the purpose of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, on the 10th canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Killing of Dhenuka, the Ass Demon. So, generally we don't talk about a verse which has got no purport by Srila Prabhupada, but it's the end of the chapter. So let's see what Prabhupada had to say in the Krishna book. Sometimes Krishna used to go with his boyfriends and Balaram, and sometimes he used to go alone with his friends to the bank of the Yamuna and tend the cows. Gradually the summer season arrived, and one day while in the field, the boys and cows became very thirsty and began to drink the water of the Yamuna. The river, however, had been made poisonous by the venom of the great serpent known as Kaliya. Because the water was so poisonous, the boys and cows became visibly affected immediately after drinking. They suddenly fell down on the ground, apparently dead. Then Krishna, who is the life of all that lives, simply cast his merciful glance over them, and all the boys and cows regained consciousness and began to look at one another with great astonishment. They could understand that by drinking the water of the Yamuna they had died, and that the merciful glance of Krishna had restored their lives. Thus they appreciated the mystic power of Krishna, who is known as Yogeshwara, the master of all mystics. Master of all mystics. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thus they appreciated the mystic power of Krishna, who is known as Yogeshwara, the master of all mystics, mystic yogis. Prabhupada said in the translation we wrote, O King, the cowherd boys then considered that although they had drunk poison and in fact had died, simply by the merciful glance of Govinda, they had regained their lives and stood up by their own strength. Prabhupada wrote, they could understand that by drinking the water of the Yamuna they had died, and that by the merciful glance of Krishna had restored their lives. And then Prabhupada writes an extra sentence. Thus they appreciated the mystic power of Krishna, who is known as Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic powers. Yeah, this Yogeshwara, this is a famous verse actually. The last verse of Bhagavad Gita, does anyone know it? Know it? Have a Bhagavad Gita, yeah? Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Yatra Patha Dhanodara, everyone. Tatra Shri Vijaya Bhutir. Dhruva Nitya Matir Mama. Thank you, Radha Lananishwara. So, what's the translation? Altogether, wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics. Wherever there's Arjun, the Supreme Archer, there will also be opulence, victory, knowledge, and extraordinary power. That is my opinion. It's the last verse of Bhagavad Gita. So, the coward boys appreciated Krishna as Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic powers. Although they were his friends, in Vrindavan there is a very intimate relationship. They don't think Krishna is God, but sometimes they do, like on this occasion. By hearing about Krishna, we we can understand His wonderful power. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam tad tad yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam. How's it going? Srimad urjitam evava tad tad eva aveva gachatvam mama tejam sambhava. Know that all mighty and glorious creations, they spring from but a spark of my splendor. So mama tejam sambhava. This people don't know. We're in Glastonbury. And we see that people are very confused. And we also are, unless we hear about Krishna. Shrimvatam Svakata Krishna, Punya Shravana Ketana, Rijantasto Yabhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. Krishna's waiting, He's waiting to awaken us to our original Krishna consciousness. But unless we're given the opportunity, we can't. We have to be given this opportunity by somebody. And that's what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada, he was very... It is said by Bhaktivedanta Purimaharaj that in the West... We have many cultures, and of course we had many philosophies. But when Prabhupada came, he gave us one perfect philosophy, complete philosophy of understanding the absolute truth, the science of God. So although there are many cultures all over the world, one philosophy can be predominant, can become appreciated. All intelligent men, all reasonable people, they can understand. So Prabhupada was so adaptable that he went to Lower East Side, lived with the hippies, with their own culture, special culture, dropout culture, drug culture, you know, free love culture. And he managed to implant this philosophy to the people of the world through that medium of the young people of the world. It was so adaptable. Although in India, generally an Indian person, he has one culture and he many philosophies. The Indian people, they have one Indian culture, they know how to live properly. Generally, this is a generalization. But there's many philosophies in India, but now in ISKCON we have one philosophy in many cultures. Many people live in different ways, but they're chanting Hare Krishna and they're understanding Bhagavad Gita, Mexicans, Westerners, and Russians, and Chinese, Nepalese, and all kinds of people. They're following this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita because actually it's science. Just like 2 and 2 equals 4. Nobody can deny, you know, when you ask them in the Glastonbury Festival, there were some questions and answers, and one boy stood up and he asked, "What do you think about evolution?" And he began to try and dominate the whole thing, ranting on the phone about how there's so much archaeological evidence that scientists actually proved that one species can mutate into another because one virus, one bacteria had mutated to avoid the antibiotics. Just giving some, you know, argument. And we tried to explain, you know, that we believe in evolution, but evolution through different species of life. The species of life exists, but evolution of consciousness qualifies us to live in a particular species. And this way we gradually can expand our consciousness by Krishna's mercy and come to the human form of life. You know, we presented our picture of evolution, but he wouldn't listen. So it came to a point where we had to do something. So I said, listen, do you say I knows or my nose? He went, I am my nose. Do you say I ear or my ear? My ear. And as he went through the whole thing, he casually calmed down. It was like, you know. So I said, well, who are you? You are the consciousness, you are the spirit. And then he became more humble. And yes, I like Hare Krishna, we like Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna's doing good work. I'm going to go now, thank you. So, it's a science, it's not a culture. Although, you know, we've made a very nice Singhasan, Indian style. Some people say that the British style was better. I won't say who. But could have made it oldie English. Houses of Parliament, Gothic style. We had that, actually. When we installed the deities in Radhagokul Nanda 1973, Bhaktivedanta Manor, Shamasunda, we made the Singhasan, Gothic style. Do you remember? Seen the pictures? It was based on the Houses of Parliament. It was like, you know, arches, Gothic arches. And you've seen those pictures, there's one or two pictures of the first deities. So different cultures, they can accept Krishna consciousness. And we have to be so expert that we don't make Krishna consciousness difficult for people to accept. People are already in the bodily concept of life. They think, oh, this is Indian culture or something, Hindu or something. No. This is absolute truth. This is the basis of all religion. And we have to learn how to present it according to time and circumstance. Just like Prabhupada did, we have to follow in his footsteps. And make the world happy, make the people happy by understanding their identity, by hearing from Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic powers. He can enter their hearts. He's already in everyone's hearts. Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Rijantasto Hiyabhadrani. When he's in people's hearts, then when he gets half the chance, then he is very affectionate. Because the natural desire of the soul is to love Krishna, to look for Krishna. We're all looking for Krishna. Actually, everything is Krishna. It's already Krishna. Everything is Krishna and his energies. Our mind, our subtle energies, the gross energies. Everything is nothing but Krishna, complete whole. But illusion is so strong that we are thinking we're separate from Krishna. So when we, fortunate enough, we hear something about Krishna from his representatives, like Prabhupada and his devotees in the form of the books, the Maha Mantra, then Krishna responds. He can't help it. Oh, this spirit soul is hearing about me. So let me cleanse his heart a little bit. Let me get closer to him. So this is the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. It's very dynamic. It's not stereotyped. It's something expansive. It's meant to envelop the whole world. This was the order of previous acharyas. We should go door to door. Lord Chaitanya told Haridasa, Lord Nityananda, to go door to door. Follow Krishna, Bhaja Krishna. Follow Krishna Shiksha. And that's what we're doing. That's what it's all about. Srila Prabhupada ki. So thank you very much. Any questions, please? Yeah. Yeah. Nuclear power station. Thank you for Thank you for bringing me back to the story. That's a fact, yeah. Pollution and so on was Prabhupada's attitude to nuclear power stations, pollution, etc. Well, Prabhupada could see that we were in the mode of passion and we were creating so many unnecessary things for material enjoyment, like nuclear power stations and industry and motor cars and so many things. And he made many comments about, you know, now we're driving on four wheels and the dog is running on four legs. What's the difference? He made many such comments, putting down our modern civilization. On the other hand, Prabhupada said, we can use everything for Krishna, even nuclear power, even mobile phone, even motor car. Simply, Krishna consciousness is not just negative, negative, negative. We're positive. We have to use whatever is here for Krishna. So, if it wasn't for probably for nuclear power stations somewhere, we wouldn't be able to see Radha Landanishwara right now. I believe there's a nuclear power station in Harlow. Where is the new nuclear power station? Harlow? There's some, a few in England. And that's the way we're seeing the deities. Yeah, there may be a lot more. So what to do? This is Kali Yuga. In a way it's fortunate because people are going to get so fed up with all these ecological disasters that they may just out of desperation start chanting Hare Krishna out of suffering and despair. You know, most devotees come to Krishna consciousness more or less out of despair. Anybody came out of despair? Oh, even I know one devotee, won't mention his name, but he was a member of IIT in India, IIT Bombay, the top technological institute in India. Now, we'd put Prabhupada's books in IIT. In fact, I think I did that. I put the books there, the Krishna books. So, you know, he was interested. He wasn't just a, you know, zombie type scientist, but he was reading around there was a section on religion and he was reading all the books and he knew that the Krishna books were there and he was thinking, I'll leave those to last because they're the most useless. That's just sentimental stuff, you know, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was reading all the other books, Ram Krishna, this philosophy, that philosophy, until he came to the last one. Okay, now I have to read it. And he opened it up, and he read Prabhupada's words. So then Krishna responded in his heart. His life was changed. So let's see. This is our answer to nuclear pollution. It's transcendental pollution. Spiritual pollution. It's the only solution is spiritual pollution. That's a good song, no? The only solution is spiritual pollution. Transcendental, we're going to poison the whole world with Krishna consciousness. But it's not poison, it's a life-giving poison. In fact, doctor told me that all medicines are actually poisons. But when they're used properly, they can bring you to good health. So you have to know how to. So fortunately, Prabhupada, this is a transcendental doctor for us, and he's giving us the proper medicine. So we have to give to others. Sankirtan Yagya Ki. Thank you very much. Hari Bol. Oh, it's one more minute. Last question? Yeah. Yeah, I saw in the newspaper, yeah. No, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is very magnanimous. I think in the 12th chapter, Krishna says, you know, you can't think of me in love, then follow the practices of Bhakti Yoga and develop your love for me. If you can't do that, what's it next? Meditate on me. If you can't do that, do some selfless work. And Prabhupada says, those who do sacrifice their lives for country, for nation, for a good cause, that's not in vain. So, it's punya. I think it's for him. He must have heard the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so many times, if he's sticking around there for how many years? 9 years. So, I'm sure he'll get a human form of life, and then he'll probably come and make further advancement in the association of devotees. That's just, you know, off the top of my head. I'm not an astrologer, but what do you think, Dr. Vin? Yeah, I think this is correct. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Results.
Yeah? Okay. Transcendental competition results. Sharp.